Welcome to Grind and Unwind.
All right, you guys. Today's guest is my mom. We're going to introduce her as Nurse Robin.
Welcome, how Nurse Robin. Hello. Wow, I love it. This is beautiful. Awesome. There's some nice wine. I will have some.
Yes, thank you. We love drinking wine here.
Yes,
red wine tonight. So,
Definitely. So thank you for joining us today. We want to learn, if you won't mind telling us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Let me start out first by saying I am a registered nurse and my specialty is diabetes education. So I am just going to say Nurse Robin, and I've been doing this now for 30 plus years.
Wow.
Awesome.
And I've been doing it in numerous hospitals in Maryland and Montgomery County throughout Maryland. And guess what? I love it because that is my vocation. God had me on assignment, and that's what I'm here to do. Help others learn how to stay healthy with diabetes.
Awesome. Thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, we get some questions a lot about diabetes. Do you see it more in the Black community or does it matter?
You know what? Diabetes does not discriminate.
Okay.
And I will say this, there is a lot of our culture, ethnicities, that the African Americans have a higher percentage of type 2 diabetes. Also, Hispanics, Native Americans, and actually the white ethnicity group usually is in type 1.
Can you tell me a little bit about the difference between type 1 and type 2?
Yes, I can. Type 1 is a environmental, or it could be a disease wherein your pancreas is no longer working and you will have to have insulin for a lifetime.
Okay.
Type 2, that is a actual type that we all see usually in the African American population, wherein they are obese. They have family history of diabetes, very sedentary lifestyles, and also a big key. Our diet plays a significant role in controlling diabetes, not causing diabetes.
Okay, I like that.
Yes.
So if I'm a type 2 diabetic,
a person with diabetes.
Okay, thank you.
PWD.
Okay.
Yes.
If I'm a person with diabetes, type 2.
Yes.
Can I do all the things, healthy eating, change, you know, lose weight? Is that something that you have forever, or can you?
You will have it forever. However, one thing about diabetes, and this is what I want everyone to know. You hear your doctor say, oh, you have a little touch of sugar, or you're borderline. It's either you have it or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Either you're pregnant or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have it, you can control it or it is uncontrolled.
Oh, okay.
Pre-diabetes, before you get diabetes, can either go back to normal or it goes to diabetes. So pre is before.
Before.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
No, I just went, I seen a lot of people said, I've heard people say they've had it and then they didn't. So I'm glad you clarified that.
Mm-hmm.
So for those who say they no longer have it, pay attention.
Yeah.
This is very helpful. Mm-hmm. You talked about food and weight. Is it what we're eating? What could we do to try to prevent anything that we can do if we know that if it's genetics?
Absolutely. We sure can. My famous way of always teaching is the key word, moderation. Mm-hmm. You can eat what you like. It's a matter of not overeating.
Okay.
Small portion sizes. A lot of times people say, oh, my doctor said I can't have a soda or I can't have any juice. However, when you do have diabetes, if your diet is balanced, okay? Mm-hmm. And what I mean by balance is you're not eating one large meal.
Mm.
You're eating throughout the day, but in moderation.
Kind of say, I hear that a lot about weight loss too. It's the same mm-hmm. way.
Absolutely. That's it.
Now, as we get older, we seem to hear more about that too. Is it due to hormones? Does it, hormones have any effects? Anything? I don't know.
It can, but the main thing is keep moving.
Okay.
You know, age is only a number. So as we get older, mm-hmm. yes, your body begins to go through changes. However, if you're somebody that is active, and I don't mean jumping and doing a marathon. I'm talking about parking your vehicle down the street and walking to your destination. Instead of going on the elevator at work, take the stairs. Something as simple as that, it keeps you moving. Mm-hmm. And the reason why, your body will not make a lot of insulin. And insulin is the hormone that is going to help you control your diabetes.
Mm.
When you're overweight, your body becomes insulin resistant.
Mm-hmm.
That means your insulin is not working properly.
Okay.
So the more you're moving, the more your weight is controlled, your diet is balanced, your body will continue to make the necessary insulin to control your blood sugars.
Mm. Okay. Well, how would somebody, if I don't, like say I'm not a person that has diabetes, but would I, if I notice something different in my diet, or maybe, are there signs that I should go to the doctor, get checked?
Right on the nose. I love that. You got it. So a lot of people really have these warning signs and really say, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, brush them under the rug. Three main critical signs that you may have diabetes. You're so thirsty, you can't quench your thirst.
Mm.
Because you're drinking so much, you're urinating.
Mm.
So they go together. And then the last one is you can't get enough to eat.
Mm.
A lot of the people who have diabetes, they ignore these signs.
Mm.
These are crucial signs that's saying, oh, my body has too much sugar in my blood and it's trying to get out. So the more you drink, the more you urinate it out.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be up all night long going to the bathroom and can't keep yourself from not being thirsty.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow. So what about, how does diabetes come into the pregnant woman?
Ah, very interesting.
Yeah.
What happens is your body actually, that we talked about, that insulin, that hormone.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is when you're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
of course, you gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we don't realize, however, when your body is not making enough insulin and you're pregnant,
mm-hmm.
your body begins not to use the insulin correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called gestational diabetes.
Ooh.
And a lot of times when those babies are born, if you do have gestational, you're at high risk for having large babies.
Oh.
These babies are over 10 to 12 pounds. So think about that. And that doesn't mean that that baby is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That means that that baby has begun to get insulin resistance because of the mom.
Mm.
So In that case, that pregnant woman may have to take insulin during her pregnancy.
Oh, wow. Okay. What do you see? I mean, the last few years, you know, we had COVID happen, and I mean, it's such a big thing in this, in their areas, all areas. People's food have changed, their situations have changed. What have you seen when it comes to diabetes since COVID?
Well, let's talk about the ABCs of diabetes.
Okay.
A is your A1C. That test is a 3-month blood average that tells you how your diabetes has been controlled.
Okay.
And that number should be 7 or below. Mm-hmm. So we're going 7% or lower.
Mm-hmm.
B is your blood pressure. The foods that we eat have a lot to do with raising your blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood pressure should be below 130 over 80.
Mm-hmm.
So these are some signs. The C is for cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Your total cholesterol should be below 200.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have happy cholesterols, and we have lousy cholesterol. The lousy ones, we want them to be below 90.
Okay.
And your happy ones, if you are a female, you want them to be above 50. And if you're a male, you can have yours above 60. So the goal is that the A, B, C, and not leaving out the D, which is depression.
Mm.
And that has a trigger too when people were either unemployed because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
hospitalized because of COVID. All of it ties in. So no matter what happens, you have to focus on your A, B, C, and D, which is the depression, and also the S, that's smoking.
Mm.
A lot of people have either took on smoking or it's an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So that S stands for stop smoking.
Mm.
That has a lot to do with raising your blood pressure and also keeping you healthy with diabetes.
Wow.
Didn't know
awesome.
That.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Do you
mm-hmm.
see a lot more of that in your, you know, in the market? I mean, what's happening right now in the office? What are you seeing a lot of that we need
do.
To
In the hospital,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, I'm going to say kids, okay,
mm-hmm.
are beginning to get diabetes
mm-hmm.
and type 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason, all they're doing is either on their phones playing either these games, we call them
mm-hmm.
digital
mm-hmm.
Kids, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are not active. They're not riding bikes. They're
mm-hmm.
not out, you know, moving around. Irregardless, that is a high percentage of the kids that are now getting diabetes.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
I see that you said obesity too. Do you find that some people, because I think people say, okay, oh, you're big, you might have diabetes, but it doesn't discriminate.
Right.
There you go. So when I say obesity, we're talking about you driving up, always eating fast foods, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're not active at all, and you're just putting on the pounds.
Mm, okay.
We follow what we call, it's a BMI, and that is a basic measurement index.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, a lot of African Americans fall into being what they call overweight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
However, with our hereditary factors that play in, you know, we're big boned.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we're hippie, you know,
mm-hmm.
we have weight on our hips. Two things that you want to keep an eye on when you see people with what we call an apple-shaped belly
mm-hmm.
or a pear-shaped belly. Mm-hmm. That means that you're gaining too much weight and it's turning into insulin resistance and diabetes. Mm. So watch those with larger bellies.
Okay. That's really good to know. Thank you. Guys, definitely get your physicals. It's important to get those physicals.
Yes.
And the check. Will the doctor be able to, as far as the information, we spoke a lot about the different things to avoid it and common factors. Can people talk to their doctors about this, or are they told to go to a specialist to speak to someone like yourself?
Usually, if you're getting a physical, there would be those tests that we just spoke about.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The number one was the A, the A1C test. Mm-hmm. If your primary doctor does that, the first thing they usually would recommend is seeing a nutritionist.
Okay, nutritionist.
Okay, yes. So like we talked about, diet helps to control it. And people think that diet causes it. No, once you have it, it's a control disease wherein watch what you eat. Mm-hmm. Moderation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Awesome.
I got to be better at that because my moderation, I have days for myself where I can eat a breakfast and I probably won't even eat until dinner time.
Right.
Which is that's not good.
Well, let's say this. It is like you're driving and you have to put gas in your vehicle. Mm-hmm. So if you just put it in there that once a month, you're going to run out of gas.
Yes.
Our food, our nutrition is our gas.
Mm-hmm.
So what we got to think about is we may not see it on E, but your body needs to eat at least between 4 to 5 hours apart.
4 to 5 hours apart.
4 to 5 hours apart.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. So
the intermittent fastings are...
It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
But you're
moderation.
Still... that. There you go. That's the key. Now, if you want to fast, that's fine. I fast.
Mm-hmm.
However, when you're ready to begin what your meal is going to be for that day, don't think of overeating.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key.
Okay.
So just everything you do, do it in moderation. That's the key.
That's the key. Moderation.
That's good. Talk to our family members because we don't know what family members have what, especially in our community. We don't always talk about what each other has, especially because it could be hereditary, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And usually, if you have one parent that has diabetes, you're at 50% chance of getting diabetes.
Oh, wow.
If you have two parents that have diabetes, you're at 90 or above based on not keeping your weight under control, watching your physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say physical activity, you can go dancing, you can go swimming, you can ride a bike.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go into the gym and pay all of these membership dues and wind up not even going. It's just a matter of keeping moving.
Mm-hmm.
Stretch bands are very, very, very not expensive at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
five
you
below.
Can use, oh, I love that.
Yeah, five,
you,
five below.
You can just sit while you're watching your favorite TV show or your movie. When you're ready, just go ahead and start doing some arm push-ups, you know, raise it up and do your leg stretches.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to be running that marathon. Just moving.
You hear that moving? See, I'm
moving.
Glad you said that because I'm thinking I have to get in the gym, that membership that I haven't did all year, but I'm paying for it.
Uh-huh, see?
There you go. I'm trying to lose the weight. That's very helpful. Anything else you want to share that we can be on the lookout for? Such a lot of great information here.
Sure.
I don't even know.
If you do go to your doctor, have them to do what we call the risk test.
Mm.
And you can go online and do the risk test. The risk test, R-I-S-K, All she have to do is put Google, put it in there and say diabetes, pre-diabetes risk test or diabetes risk test. And if you score either a 5 or higher, you make yourself the person in charge to speak to your doctor. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for your doctor. You take the initiative and tell your doctor, hey, mm-hmm. I took the risk test. I am at risk for getting diabetes or pre-diabetes, mm-hmm. and they will take it from there.
Definitely look below. We're going to have that link for you all, so you can just click the link to be able to take that assessment, see where your risks are. I need to definitely do that for myself, too,
mm-hmm.
especially just going through the different changes. And that does run in my family. It's just not my mom and dad. Mm-hmm. It's like my grandmother.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of times you hear myths about diabetes.
Yes.
And I really have to say that some of the myths, for instance, oh, I'm not going to start taking insulin because my grandmother or my granddad or somebody got their limb cut off or had to get an amputation when they started insulin. No, the truth is they did not take the insulin, and that contributed to them having the amputations. Mm. There are complications associated with uncontrolled diabetes. Mm. Blindness, heart attack, kidney problems, dialysis, circulation problem, which you could get a small sore on your foot because you went bare feet, okay? And the key to that is always shake your shoes when you're putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
People with diabetes, if they step on a small rock and it's inside their shoe or something and they have an injury, that becomes the source for them having to get an amputation.
Mm. You know, that makes sense because we hear there was some, I know we're at the end, but we heard like a story about a lady before going, people talk about going to get pedicures. And they get injury on their toes. And they naturally think that is the...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. However, sure, you can get a pedicure. However, the key to when you do have diabetes, it is to see a podiatrist. That's a foot specialist. Either you can have them to trim your toes, or if you feel like you go to get your pedicure, you need to let them know, hey, I have diabetes. Do not cut my toenails all the way down, because if I get an injury, I'm at risk for having either a infection, which can lead to having an amputation.
Mm. Guys, like getting your feet done. This is serious. We see that, we hear this more and more.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
That's a lot of great. Yes, this is awesome. I'm walking away with a lot of this information. So everybody that's listening, we will Grind and Wine. You're going to see a lot of information below. We're going to give you some links to check out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Awesome. Yes.
My pleasure.
Mom joined us, you guys, first time.
Yes.
And it was awesome. Yes. Women supporting women. Successful women. Yes. This has been a good interview.